CBS Radio presents Young Dr. Malone, featuring Sandy Becker.
So you mean, at the last minute, Molly West was the holdout?
Not holdout, Tracy. Ted seemed grateful to her for cutting across the grain of this affair and revealing the reality behind it.
That he still needed Marcia.
And that basically he didn't want the post of medical director. At heart, his love is still surgery.
You mean Ted has given up ambition for love? I wonder about that, Jerry.
Well, I doubt whether it's as clear-cut as all that, but whatever Molly actually told him, it must have been potent. Because, well, he's getting on that plane in about 15 minutes and just flying away from it all.
Molly, as well as his wife. Well, the clinic, darling. What about the clinic?
Ted thinks I should go back as medical director.
Oh?
Yeah. And so do I. That's where I belong. Where I've always belonged. Might as well make Judge Allen happy.
Oh, everyone will be happy to see that settled.
Which leaves Jill and Scotty. What about them, Tracy?
Well, things look sort of up in the air now, but everything will work out by tomorrow.
Preparations for the wedding, you mean?
Naturally. What did you mean?
You know.
Oh, darling, there's no chance of that. Mrs. Scott will never break down now. And if that's the way it is, then Jill and Scotty will simply have to reconcile themselves to it.
To half a wedding?
Oh, Jerry, that's...
That's what it's going to be. For those kids to have to go through that ceremony knowing that Mrs. Scott is sitting in a room at the Red Lion Inn and hating them, that's... Would you like to go through that kind of a wedding?
I'm not the bride. I'm the mother of the bride. Which leaves me enough to worry about, and I'd better get at it.
Okay, you get at it. But do you mind if I worry about Mrs. Scott? Because sooner or later, it's going to be something to worry about.
But it's too late now, Jerry. It's always been too late. And too little. Too little love. And the wrong kind. Well, that's an impossible combination.
Maybe you're right. Will you ask Jill to come in here a minute?
What for?
As I said, for a minute.
All right.
This is Jill's show. I'd better talk to her first. Jill? Jill, come on in.
Tracy said you wanted to see me. What's up?
That wedding tomorrow. Clear up in the air. And I want to get it down to earth.
We'll return to the Malone story in a moment. Dr. Caldwell's Senna laxative contained in pleasant-tasting syrup Pepsin. You remember that name. And get yourself a bottle, too. And then the next time you need a laxative, enjoy prompt, pleasant relief without laxative hangover. Yes, you feel right overnight with Dr. Caldwell's, and here's why. Dr. Caldwell's doesn't leave you feeling sluggish, upset your normal routine, make you feel irregular when you're not. No, sir, Dr. Caldwell's gives prompt yet gentle relief, the kind medical authorities agree is best for young and old alike. Its gentle extract of senna is one of the nature's finest vegetable laxatives. There are no harsh drugs in Dr. Caldwell's. So remember, take Dr. Caldwell's senna laxative, contained in syrup Pepsin, for prompt relief without laxative hangover. Yes, you feel right overnight with Dr. Caldwell's senna laxative.
Jill, I've got an idea, and I want you to give me a yes or no on it.
Okay, but hurry up. I've got a jillion things to do.
Oh, it's short and sweet, or maybe sour. I want your permission to have one more go at Mrs. Scott.
Oh, Dad, why butt your head against...
Well, it's my head. Is it okay with you?
Well, she's Scotty's mother, Dad. Don't you think you should ask him?
No, not as long as you know. If I fail, and I probably will, then he'll really hit bottom. In this way, well, what he knows won't hurt him.
Well, when do you expect to see her?
Well, I'm going over there right now, if you say yes.
I say yes. I also say good luck.
Who's there?
Dr. Malone.
What do you want?
To talk to you. This is important, Mrs. Scott.
I fail to see what could be so important.
Suppose I said a matter of life or death.
What are you talking about?
You, Mrs. Scott.
Is this the technique you use to sneak your way into places you're not wanted?
You're wanted. Tomorrow in Lincoln Falls. At that chapel.
What's this talk about life or death? To scare me, Doctor? More psychology?
Oh, I don't think I'm so far off where you're concerned. Because if you keep on like this, filled with bitterness and hatred and negation, allowing this thing with Scotty to fester, to sit there like a great black lump on your heart, this is a kind of death, don't you think?
What I think is none of your business.
Well, it's someone's business to stop this suicidal rush of yours.
Suicide? What are you talking about?
Hatred, rage, bitter resentment. These emotions kill, Mrs. Scott, and not quickly, mercifully, like a bullet, but slowly and agonizingly, like an acid swallowed by mistake. And the antidote is right at hand. That's the tragic thing. Your son loves you more than anyone in the world, except at this point the girl he's going to marry. And he mirrors you so well. You've done such a good job bringing him up. He's warm and sensitive and genuine and aware of others. This must have been you in him. It still can be. Let him be proud of the heritage you've handed him. Your maturity, your understanding, your...
Dr. Malone, I find this very offensive.
Why? Because I dare to tell you you've been a fine mother?
Not two nights ago you called me an interfering, possessive, dominating woman.
Then prove me wrong. It could make me happier. And more important, it would give a sense of purpose and order and hope for your son and my daughter. To see you project your dreams for your son beyond this difficult time, these disagreements. To see you act with love. Not the narrowness of mother love, but plain, simple, human, person-to-person love. This is the antidote. But no one can give it to you. You've got to accept it by and for yourself and drink deeply and quickly before this poison spreads any further.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Scott. I didn't mean to bring on tears. I didn't mean to frighten you. I just hoped that somehow, some way, I could reach you.
Reach me? I haven't cried in 20 years, Dr. Malone. Reach me. What more do you want?
Back to our story in just a moment. Today marks the end of an era for all the friends of young Dr. Malone because this fine program goes off the air with this broadcast. Famous Stay Puft Laundry Rinse is proud to include itself among those loyal friends since Stay Puft has sponsored the program for a long, long time. Yes, the Staley folks are sorry to say goodbye to the show that's ending. But we feel that through it, we've made wonderful friends all over America. And we sincerely hope that pleasant relationship will continue. We appreciate your loyalty, just as you have ours. You certainly like Stay Puft, we know, because it is today, without challenge, America's largest-selling laundry rinse and has won an honored place in hundreds of thousands of American homes. That's because Stay Puft is made to be the highest standards of quality. There's just nothing else like it for keeping washable soft and fluffy and wrinkle-free. Do keep using it. And now for STAPUF, Stay Puft Laundry Rinse, a regretful goodbye to young Dr. Malone.
Well, that does it. A very good job of cleaning silver, Doctor.
Yeah, not bad. Wish I could shine up some other areas in my life as well as that... But I'm not going to think about that until Saturday.
Darling, I don't see how you can go through our wedding tomorrow feeling the way you do.
Oh, don't worry, girl. I'll say the right things at the right time. Get the ring up on cue and keep smiling.
We can still postpone the wedding until your mother...
That's out. If she wants to stop living, that's her privilege. If we want to start living, that's ours. And we do, don't we?
You know how I feel. Trouble is, I know what you're feeling inside.
Why couldn't she have accepted this? Just once accepted my need, my decision about my life.
Oh, Scotty, this is crazy. I might as well tell you.
Why?
Dad asked me if I thought it would be all right if he made one last appeal to your mother, and I said yes.
I see. Well, I don't see really, but that was very decent of him. I wish him luck. When did he go over there?
Oh, about 15 minutes ago.
That's about right.
Right?
He'll be walking in, bloody and bowed, in a minute. Shouldn't take her long.
Hello, you two. Finished the silver?
I told you, Jill.
Yeah.
All finished. And I guess so are you.
Hmm?
I told him, Dad. I had to.
Mm-hmm. Want to come in the living room for a second, Scotty? You too, Jill.
Sure, let me get my coat.
No, never mind your coat. You two first.
I wonder what's the bit. Hello, Mother.
Warren. Jill, if you both turn around and leave, I'll understand. And my heart will go with you.
Then we'll stay. May I come to your wedding tomorrow?
We'd love that. And we'd love you if you'll let us.
That's your antidote, isn't it, Dr. Mullen?
Love? Is there any other one?
You have been listening to Young Dr. Malone.
Here's Giselle McKenzie, one of America's most popular TV and movie stars.
If a nasty cold bothers you, think what it does to me. I don't feel like singing with my nose stopped up, head feeling like a balloon from sinus congestion. To feel better fast, I take the newest medicine, new improved four-way cold tablets. Today's four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus passages while it relieves cold distress.
Clinical tests prove four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet. In minutes, four-way speeds pain-relieving medicine all through your body. In the same time, there was no trace with other brands. Only four-way starts so fast to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. And four-way drains sinus congestion to restore free breathing.
Four-way's marvelous. Makes me feel fine in no time.
To relieve cold miseries while you drain sinus congestion, get new four-way. Fastest acting of all the leading cold and sinus tablets. New improved formula, same familiar package, only 39 cents.
This is Peter Thomas. As the current series of Young Dr. Malone comes to a close, we leave Jill on the eve of her wedding day, happy in the knowledge that Scotty's mother has at last given her blessing. As for Jerry, the weeks that lie ahead will be challenging ones, as he must resume the responsibilities of directing the clinic. But with the encouragement, love, and support of Tracy, Jerry will go forward in new paths of service.
Friends, this is Sandy Becker. For the past many years, we've had numerous experiences together, and today we share the last, and for me, the saddest. It's the one which ends with a final farewell. I take great comfort in knowing that for these many years, we've provided you with pleasurable listening. On behalf of the cast, Ira Ashley, our producer-director, and David Leeson, our writer, a very heartfelt thank you, and goodbye.
Next, the second, this is Burton. Monday, CBS News goes double for you to 10 minutes an hour, weekdays on the CBS Radio Network.